I sped down the mountain road before dawn. It was freezing. I was all bundled up, but it still surprised me how cold the desert could be the first week of September. My nose ran and I could see my breath steaming into the air. I was about 40 minutes outside of Austin when I saw something moving slowly toward me on the other side of the road. The sun still hadn't poked out over the mountains yet, so it was shrouded in shadows. I thought I was going to meet another cross-country biker who was just starting their journey. Now it was my turn to share the wisdom and tricks I had been acquiring on my adventure. As we rode closer, I realized that this biker must have been riding all night to make it from the next town of Fallon, some 100 plus miles away. Then I recognized that the thing wasn't rolling in a smooth motion like a vehicle on wheels. As we closed the distance between us, I thought to myself, please don't have horns. In a dozen seconds, I closed 50 more yards. That's when I spotted two big horns jutting out from both sides of the bull's head. I freaked in a controlled manner. Either side of the desert had nothing but sand. I knew I couldn't ride through the sand, and I definitely wasn't going to stop to give the bull a sitting target. Maybe there was still enough time to turn around and head back to the town for safety. Yes, that's what I'd do. But wouldn't he just be waiting for me later? No, I refused to backtrack. I knew I was too close to him anyhow. My face turned pale with fright. I was about to meet this bull head to head. We were less than 20 yards away when the bull stopped dead in his tracks. I must have looked like a threat since I was barreling down fast and straight toward him. Even though I was on the other side of the road, it must have triggered his animalistic fight or flight, and he was ready to fight. I wasn't going to be able to breeze past him. The air grew as heavy as lead. Every second seemed like a minute. My stomach got sick as hell, like 1,000 butterflies swimming in my intestines. I slid my hand into the little bag between the handlebars and grabbed my pepper spray. As feeble as it may have been, when the bull charged, I would jump to the other side of my bike, using it as a barrier between us, and spray him in the eyes. I was nearly on top of him. We only had a few more yards to go. The steam shot out of his nose as the bull turned to face me. He shook his head as he grunted. Another cloud of steam rolled out as he brushed his hooves back on the pavement, ready to charge. I watched the rippling muscles where his legs met the mass block of his body. I shook like a madman. I gripped as tightly as I could to my handlebars to help keep my upper body still. The next few heartbeats were a blur to me. I kept my focus straight ahead. I avoided any movement and eye contact. I took tiny, short breaths through my nose to hide the steam of my breath. With the bull in my peripheral, he slowly turned straight at me as we met side by side in the dawn of that Nevada desert.
There ain't nothing like the road. Forget all you've been told. Ain't nothing like the road. With the sinners all are saved and the good dreams all are made. There ain't nothing like the road.